The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Simen Lamates. The Kitzer calls Din Misha Rotza Leachol O Lishtos Kodim Asuda. The halachos of someone that wants to eat or drink before Asuda, what are the halachos of the brachos after that food that he's eating or drinking before the Suda? Does he make a bracha achrona, a bracha after the food he eats or drinks before a Suda? Let's see the Kitzer in Halacha Aleph. Harotza Leachol Kodim Netilas Yadayim. Someone that wants to eat before Netilas Yadayim, Dvarim, some sort of food, Sheyochal Miminim Elu Gam Betoch HaSuda, that he will eat from this type of food also during the Suda. That someone wants to eat before a Suda and during the Suda a certain type of a food. Bein Shehem Dvarim Shetzrichim Nevarach Aleim Toch HaSuda. Whether it's something that would require to make a bracha on it during the Suda, Kigon Peros, like for example, fruits. Fruits are something that if he eats the fruit during a meal, he would need to make a bracha rishon. He would need to make a bracha before eating those fruits. So whether he was eating fruits both before and during a meal, it continues, Bein Shein Dvarim Shein Tzrich Nevarach Aleim Toch HaSuda. Whether it's something that does not require a bracha during a meal. Kigon mine lifton, like different types of vegetables. Umine kidneys and different types of beans, legumes. Fetapuche adama, and potatoes. Meaning certain foods do not require a bracha during the meal. Anything which is coming to satisfy the person during the meal. The potatoes he eats, the vegetables he eats. These foods do not require a bracha during the meal. So let's say, for example, the person was eating potatoes both before and during the meal. So the kids is going to say the halacha in one second. He continues, V'chein imrotza lishtos is a mashkeh kodem netilas yadayim. Also, if he wants to drink a drink before netilas yadayim. In the parentheses, he adds in chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine. Wine will be discussed in halacha days. So for the sake of this discussion, we're discussing liquids besides for wine. So he's eating food or drinking liquids besides for wine before Netilas Yadayim, before his meal. V'gam betoch hasuda yishteh. And if he's also drinking these liquids during the meal, so the halacha is, yesh bazeh machlokes haposkim. There is a machlokes haposkim, there's a disagreement among the halachic authorities. Imadvarm sha'achal o shasa kodem Netilas Yadayim. If the things that he ate or drank before the Netilas Yadayim, niftarim bebirkas hamazon, are they exempted by the birkas hamazon? K'moshe niftarim elu shu'achal b'sil chasuda, just like the food that he ate during the meal is exempted, also the food he ate before the meal should be exempted. That's one opinion. The first opinion says that if a person ate both before and during a meal, is considered to be one continuous achila, one continuous act of eating, and therefore the benching, the birkas hamazon at the end of the meal would exempt not just what he ate during the meal, but also what he ate before the meal. That's the first opinion. Now he brings a second opinion. O she'elu she'achlan kodem netilas yadayim eina niftarin birkas hamazon. Or do we say those that he ate before the Netilas Yadayim, before he started his meal with the Netilas Yadayim to wash, they are not exempted by the Birkas Hamazon. The Kitzur is saying that if a person ate a certain type of a food both before and during a meal, we can say that it's one continuous eating and it's exempted by the Birkas Hamazon. The opposing opinion is that anything eaten before the Netilas Yadayim, before he started his meal, is not exempted by the Birkas Hamazon. The Kitzur says, therefore a person should refrain from such a situation. V'lo yochal v'lo yishta mehem rak kodim hasuda. Therefore, he should only eat or drink that given food before the suda, before the meal. V'yivarech bracha achrona. He should make the appropriate bracha achrona. So let's say the person was eating fruit before a meal. Therefore, he should not eat the fruit during the meal and make the appropriate bracha achrona, assuming the fruit is not from the Shiva Saminim, it's not from the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, it would be a bar nefashos. For example, v'lo yocham v'lo yishtem mehem v'toch hasuda. He should not eat or drink them, that given food or drink during the meal. So the Kitzur is of the opinion that any time a person ate before and during a meal, it's a suffix, it's a doubtful situation, or it's a ambiguous situation. Does a person make a bracha achrona what he ate before the meal? Therefore, he should refrain from eating that type of food during the meal. The food that he ate before the meal, he should refrain from eating it during the meal, and therefore he could make the appropriate bracha achrona before the meal. The Kitzur continues. If he did not make the appropriate bracha acharona before the meal, yivarech b'toch hasuda, he should make that appropriate bracha acharona during the meal. Or afilo la'achar birkas hamazon, or even after birkas hamazon, even after benching, if he ate before the meal and he didn't eat during the meal that given food, he should make the appropriate bracha acharona during the time he's having the meal, or even after he made the birkas hamazon of the meal. The Kitzur continues. V'im achal o shasa m'minim elu gam b'toch hasuda. Let's say the person ate or drank from this type of food during the meal. Until now, the Kitzur is saying, if a person ate before a meal a certain given type of food, let's say he had potatoes before a meal, or he had fruits before a meal, he should not have that type of a food during the meal, and therefore he can make the appropriate bracha achrona before the meal. In such a situation where the person did have that food during the meal, the Kitzur explains the halacha. Yehadir achar birkas hamazon, he should look after benching lechol o lishtos ezadavar. He should go find something that he can eat or drink. He should go eat or drink something that has the same bracha achrona, or levarich bracha achrona. He should be able to make that appropriate bracha achrona. Liftor gama sho'achal o shasa, in order to exempt what he ate or drank, kodim nitzilas yadayim, before the nitzilas yadayim, before he started his suda with washing his hands. So the Kitzur is saying the following: anytime a person ate before and during a meal, there's a suffix, it's an ambiguous point in halacha. Does he make a bracha acharona, a bracha after what he ate before the meal? Therefore, he should not eat that type of a food during the meal. If he ate a given food before the meal, he should not eat it during the meal. If there was a situation where he did eat that food during the meal, then he should look to get out of the question of whether he makes a bracha acharona on what he ate before the meal, and after he benches, he should eat another food that he could make that appropriate bracha acharona. Let's say, for example, he had fruits before and during the meal. It's not clear in halacha, does he make a bracha acharona on those fruits? Therefore, he should have something that he can make the same bracha acharona on after the meal in order to get out of the question of making a bracha acharona on the food eaten before the meal started. So according to the Kitzur, there's no distinction between what type of a food we're talking about, whether it's a food that does not require a bracha during the meal, like the examples he gave, potatoes or vegetables or beans, whether it's a food that requires a bracha during the meal, like fruits. Either way, if a person ate both before and during the meal that given food, it's a suffix, it's ambiguous in halacha if he makes a bracha acharona. The Mishnah Berurah has a slightly different opinion about such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah is of the following opinion, that we make a distinction. If the food is something that requires a bracha during the meal, let's say, for example, he had fruits before the meal and during the meal. He had, let's say, apples, oranges, he had them before the meal and during the meal. So the ha'etz that he made on the fruits he ate before the meal, because he needs that ha'etz to exempt the fruits he eats during the meal, he would not require bracha achrona on what he ate before the meal. Because since he needs that bracha rishona from what he ate before the meal to cover what he ate during the meal, there's sort of a bridge or a connection between the food he ate before and during the meal, and he would not make a bracha achrona. However, if the foods are something that does not require bracha during the meal, let's say he had potatoes before and during the meal, the hadama he made on the potatoes before the meal is not needed to cover the potatoes he eats during the meal, because potatoes do not require hadama during the meal. Therefore, we look at the achila, the eating of the potatoes before the meal, as being separate from what he ate during the meal. That hadama he made on the potatoes does not have any connection to the potatoes he ate during the meal, because potatoes during a meal do not require hadama. Therefore, we look at the two achilas, the two times that he ate, as being different, and he would make the bari nefashos after the potatoes he ate before the meal. So again, just to summarize, according to the Kitzur, any time a person ate a given food before and during the meal, it's a suffix, it's ambiguous in halacha, he makes a bracha acharona. And therefore the Kitzur says he should never eat, generally he should never eat that food during the meal. If he ate that food both before and during the meal, he should have to get out of the question by eating another food after benching, that he can make the appropriate bracha acharona, the appropriate bracha after that given food. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a distinction. If it's a food that requires a bracha during the meal, like, for example, fruits that he made ate before the meal, that covers the fruits both before and during the meal, it's like one continuous eating, and the benching would exempt those fruits. If it's a food that does not require a bracha during the meal, let's say, for example, potatoes, then the hadamah he made before the meal doesn't have a connection to the potatoes he ate during the meal, and therefore he would make up bari nefashos after those potatoes, for example. So that's halacha aleph. Let's see halacha beis. Imrotza lishtos yayin kodem nitzilas yadayim. The Kitzur made reference in Sif Aleph, in the first halacha, that wine has different set of halachos. So he explains halachos of wine in halacha beis. Again, if a person wants to drink wine before Netzilas Yadayim, even if he does not drink any wine during the meal, he just drinks wine before Netzilas Yadayim, before he washes for the meal. Mikol Malkom, nevertheless, Yesh Omrim, there's an opinion that says, because the wine is being used to open up the intestines, it sort of widens a person's appetite by drinking wine before a meal. It will increase his appetite, his desire to eat, by drinking before the meal, drinking wine. Therefore, the wine is a part of the meal. It's exempted by the benching he makes on the meal. According to this first opinion, wine, even if he drinks only before a meal and not during the meal, is considered to be a part of the meal. And the benching, the birkas hamazon he makes after the meal, would exempt that wine. The Kitzur continues, V'yish omrim da'afilo im shosa yayin gam betoch hasuda. There's an opinion, even if he drank wine during a meal, still, the wine before the meal started is not exempted by the birkas hamazon, is not exempted by the benching. So the Kitzur is saying two different opinions about how we view wine. According to the first opinion, any wine drunk before a meal is considered to be a part of the meal. Even if he didn't drink any more wine during the meal, that wine is considered to be a part of the meal. According to the second opinion, even if he drank wine during the meal, even if he drank wine both before and during the meal, the wine before the meal is intrinsically considered to be a different purpose than the wine during the meal. The wine before the meal increases his appetite, the wine during the meal helps him eat the food, and the wine before the meal, according to the second opinion, would never be considered to be part of the meal. The Kitzur continues, what should a person do? V'lachein yesh lemnoa milishtos kodem nitzilas yadayim. Therefore, a person should not drink wine before nitzilas yadayim. because it's questionable if a person drinks wine before a meal, even if he drinks no wine during the meal, there's a possibility that that wine is considered to be part of the meal, that the Birkas Hamazon, the benching, would exempt that wine. Therefore, a person should not drink wine before Netzilas Yadayim. Before he starts his meal, he should not drink wine. Ela im kein yishta kos yayin gam achar Birkas Hamazon. Unless he drinks a cup of wine after the benching. But there is a source in halacha that a person should make benching, he should bench when he's holding a cup of wine, and he should make a hagafen after his benching, even though normally we don't necessarily make benching on a cup of wine. But if a person were to make a hagafen after the benching, he would get out of this question, because that would be good reason to make an alagefen after the suda. So therefore, a person should never drink wine before the suda, unless he's planning on drinking a cup of wine after benching also. Again, let's read that line. Elim ken yishta kos yayin gam la'achar birkas hamazon. Unless he's going to drink a cup of wine after the benching, shivarech acharav alagefen, he should make the bracha al hagefen. That would exempt what he drank before Netilas Yadayim. So if a person drinks wine before a meal, it's questionable whether the benching would patur it. And therefore, a person should never drink wine before a meal, unless he's planning on drinking wine also after the meal, that he can make an ala gefen on both the wine they drink after the meal together with the wine before the meal, on the possibility that it would require a bracha. The Kitza continues. V'imrotza lishtos yayin sarav kodam asuda. If a person wants to drink whiskey before asuda, bein sheyishte gam betoch asuda bein lo yishte, whether he's going to drink whiskey during the meal or not, yizar shlo lishtos kodam asuda rak pachas mikazayis. He has to be careful that he doesn't drink more than a kezayis. He has to be careful to only drink less than a kezayis. Rak pachas mikezayis, only less than a kezayis, which is about the volume of an olive. Avlam shasa kezayis o yoser. However, if you drink a kezayis or more, nafal di desavik bracha acharona. He gets into a question of the bracha acharona. The kitzur means the following. Just like we talked about by wine, that maybe the wine increases a person's appetite, and that's considered to be a part of the meal. Also, by whiskey also increases a person's appetite to eat. And therefore, if a person drinks whiskey in an amount that would require a bracha achrona, in an amount that would require to make a bracha after it, before he starts his meal, it's questionable whether he has to make a bracha achrona on that whiskey. Therefore, he has to be careful to not drink more than a kezayis. A kezayis is about the volume of an olive. When a person drinks mashkin, when a person drinks liquids, there's a question in halacha, what is the volume of liquids that a person drinks to be obligated in a bracha achrona, in a bracha after those liquids. One opinion says if a person drinks liquids in the volume of a kezayis, the volume of an olive, practically speaking, that's about a little bit over an ounce. According to Moshe Feinstein, it's about 1.1 ounces. If a person drinks the volume of a kezayis of liquids, there's a possibility he would make a bracha achrona on that. Even though there's a different opinion, a person has to drink a revius, which is about three times the size of a kezayis. Let's say, according to Moshe Feinstein, about 3.3 ounces. So there's a range between 1.1 and 3.3 ounces between a kezayis and a revius. It's not clear if a person makes a bracha achrona on liquids in those amounts. But in terms of a person drinking whiskey, he has to be careful not to drink the size of a kezayis, the size of the volume of an olive, let's say 1.1 ounces, according to Moshe Feinstein. Therefore, he gets out of the question of making the bracha achrona on that whiskey because he has not drunk the amount that would require a bracha on it. In terms of this halacha, the Kitzur is saying a person should not drink wine before a meal because it's questionable whether the Birkas Hamazon would exempt it. We all know that when a person makes Kiddush by Shabbos Suda, he does have Hagafen before the meal. Right? He makes a Hagafen before his meal, and he has his Suda. Even though the Kitz is mentioning a question about drinking wine before a meal. So how is a person allowed to make the Hagafen of Kiddush before the meal? But that's different than the case the Kitz is talking about. The Kitz is talking about a person just elects to make a Hagafen before a meal. But if a person needs to make the Hagafen for the sake of Kiddush, he has to make the Kiddushas Hayom on a cup of wine, that's considered to be a part of the meal, and that definitely where a person made the Hagafen for the sake of the mitzvah of Kiddush, that would be considered to be part of the meal. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah mentions the possibility that a person should have in mind, he should have in mind when he benches that he wants to exempt the wine. But even without that intention, we would say the halacha is because he's making the hagafen for the sake of Kiddush, is considered to be a part of the meal. Also, in terms of this halacha, the Kitzur is saying that if a person drinks wine before a meal and not during the meal, it's questionable whether the Birkas Hamazon would exempt it. So the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that if a person drank both before and during the meal, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be of the opinion that if he drank before and during the meal, that is considered to be one shetiyah, one drinking of wine. And then, in such a case, then the Birkas Hamazon would exempt it. If he drank both before and during the meal, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that that's not a question, and a person would be allowed to rely on the Birkas Hamazon, on the benching, to exempt the wine before the meal because he was also drinking during the meal. Let's see Halacha Gimel. If a person wants to eat before Netilas Yadayim some type of mizonos, ugas devash, he wants to eat a honey cake, ugas beitzim, or a cake that has eggs, v'kadomeh, some sort of cake, something like that, shebracha acharona shalahem hi ala mechya, that the bracha acharona, the bracha after these foods is ala mechya, whether he's going to eat cake during the meal, whether he will not eat cake during the meal, meaning regardless of whether a person is going to eat the cake during the meal, if he ate the cake before the meal, nevertheless, they are exempted by the Birkas Hamazon. He adds in the parentheses, ki Birkas Hamazon pateras Birkas Ala Mechia, because the bracha of Birkas Hamazon would exempt the bracha of Ala Mechia. Anytime a person is required to make an Ala Mechia, if he made a Birkas Hamazon, that would also exempt the food that required the Ala Mechia. So according to the Kitzur, anytime a person is required to make an Ala Mechia, because of a cake or something that requires an ala mechia, he would not make the ala mechia if he went right into the meal. He just relies on the Birkas Hamazon. The Kitzur continues, Ubavad shelo yafsik harbe ben achila zu l'netilas yadayim. However, he should not have a long pause, a long break between the eating of this mizonos and the netilas yadayim and the meal. However, if he needs to make a long hefsik, a long break between the eating of the mizonos and the meal, the start of the meal, tzorach levarach tchila birkas ala mechia al masho achal, he has to first make the bracha ala mechia on the food that he ate. Yochal meminim elu gam betoch hasuda. Even if he's going to eat from this type of a food during the meal, even if he's planning on eating cake during the meal, if he ate cake before the meal and there's a long hefsek, there's some a significant break between the eating of the cake and the meal, he would actually make the ala mechia after what he ate before the meal, and then whenever he has his suda, that would be considered to be a separate achila, separate eating from what he ate beforehand. So what the Kitzur is saying here is that if a person had mizonos before a meal, if the eating of that mizonos continues straight into the meal, it does not require an ala mechia. If there's some sort of break, then it would require an ala mechia. Mishnah Berurah adds on that if a person had cake before a meal, even though really without any specific intention the Birkas Mazon, the benching would exempt that cake. But he adds, l'chatchila, ideally a person should have in mind, at the time of the Birkas Hamazon, he wants to exempt that cake. One situation that this could be very negiah, this could be very relevant, is a person who has mezonos before a Shabbos meal. By Shabbos day, some people will have mezonos, they'll make kiddush, and they'll have mezonos before they start their meal. That would be an application of this halacha. According to what the Kitzur is saying, if a person had mezonos before a meal, then he would just make the bracha mezonos before that cake, but he would not make an al-mechia after it, because that's considered to be one continuation into the meal. In terms of that type of situation where a person eats the mezonos before the meal, the poskim, the halachic authorities, discuss whether that's appropriate. They discuss whether a person should make a separate bracha of should a person make a separate bracha of mezonos before starting his meal? I mean, if a person is about to eat, is it appropriate to make mezonos before he starts his meal, because he's really just going to, it's a question of a bracha shenitzricha. Maybe the bracha is unnecessary because he's about to start his meal. Nevertheless, the post and the halachic authorities defend the practice, and they say that if a person has an interest in having cake before he starts his meal, it's not an issue of a bracha shenitzricha, it's not an issue of an unnecessary bracha, because a person desires to have cake before a meal, he's allowed to make the mezonos before he starts his meal. It's important to keep in mind, though, in terms of the example of Shabbos morning, that a person shouldn't fill up to the point that he doesn't have a te'oven, to the point that he doesn't have an appetite for the Shabbos Suda. A person should keep in moderation the amount of cake he eats before the meal, that he should still have an appetite for the Shabbos Suda, in the example of eating cake before the Suda of Shabbos. This concludes the discussion of brachos of what a person ate before a meal. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, there's an article about appetizer eaten before a Suda.